What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business and marketing and life. And then we solve our other episodes the rest of the week. So what is going on? Well, micro events in the summer is where it is at. We saw this starting last year in June, and it's happening again now, which is 15-minute long micro events for both business and consumer marketers. So instead of you're doing your 45-minute or 60-minute webinar thing, for example, we see that starting in June, 15-minute micro events have a 60% higher show up rate because in the summer we just want to do other stuff. It's boring to do the regular work stuff. So doing things like 15-minute office hours or 15-minute Q&A bursts, they do really, really well. And this is a great content format. You could try to do like every other week. And the other reason that you want to think about this, for example, on LinkedIn, if you upload a video, the longest video that you could upload is actually 15 minutes to LinkedIn. And that's when you do it on the desktop. If you try to upload on your mobile, you can only upload 10-minute videos. And if you've never tested a 60-minute webinar versus a 15-minute kind of office hours style thing, the summer is the time to do it. And if you're just following your regular playbook in the summer for content, I think you're really not thinking about people's mindset. On the consumer side, it's the exact same thing. You know, we see, for example, that if you are doing an Instagram live, okay, if you're doing an Instagram live, the drop-off, according to CropLink, after the 15-minute mark, you've lost about 70% of your audience. So really, you want to be thinking about whatever the content is, YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn Lives, Instagram Lives, LinkedIn Lives, LinkedIn Webinars. Everything should just be shorter. Whatever time element you do, make it even shorter, because that actually is what, according to the data, what does really, really well. And then believe it or not, the other thing that's going to start happening now in the next 10 days, which is like both disturbing and wild, is the rollout of a lot of the pre-holiday stuff. So Sephora is going to be rolling out in the next week their holiday gift guide sneak peek. I cannot believe that in June, they're rolling it out. Williams-Sonoma, their early release of their winter catalog is coming out in the next 2 weeks. Etsy, Holiday Starts Now campaign is coming out in the next 2 weeks. It is wild to me that we're starting the summer and we're rolling out our holiday season stuff. We got to slow things down. I don't know. Another thing that's going to be coming our way, which I don't know how we feel about this. I'm sure we all saw this by now, that OpenAI has acquired Johnny Ive's company. Who is he? He was the lead designer for Apple when Apple came out with all the different designs of their iPhone and the Apple Watch. And he's credited as being the greatest like hardware designer in the history of the world. And now OpenAI has brought him on board to basically design their hardware. So OpenAI is the company that does ChatGPT. And they are now supposedly working on hardware that they're going to be rolling out, and he's going to be designing it. And this new gadget that they are working on is apparently going to be this new thing that beyond just our phones that we carry, we are going to be carrying this thing, which is going to be similar in style to this old company that went out of business called Humane. But it's going to be like this pin or this little square tile thing that we carry that's going to have a microphone and a camera, and you're going to be able to stick it in your pocket or put it on your desk or do whatever. And it's going to be a complete AI focused object that's going to apparently transform our lives. I don't want to carry around another thing. And this thing they're expecting in the next 24 months to kind of be everywhere. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any of that. So what else going on in useless information this week? Did you know that they're working on a 9-to-5 reboot? Jennifer Aniston is working on producing a 9-to-5 reboot. And this week, Dolly Parton came out and said she is actually not going to be starring in the reboot, but I love Dolly Parton so much. She did say that she's totally cool. She read the script. She thinks it's great. And she is totally on board with them using her song, the 9-to-5 song. So I guess that's a good thing, I think. So I love 9-to-5. Great movie if you've never seen it. Amazing song. Love Dolly Parton. Speaking of some other random trends and things that are going on, sometimes I love TikTok trends and sometimes I hate TikTok trends. So there's two trends right now. One is terrible and one is great. The one that's terrible, I don't know if you've seen this, there's a big trend with the end of school period that people are taking their Chromebooks. Students are taking their Chromebooks at school and they're shoving in school supplies into like the different like USB slots and whatever into the side of their Chromebooks. And there's this hack that if you shove in like pencils and whatever, it lights your Chromebook on fire. And then they're taking TikTok videos and posting it everywhere. Can you think of a stupider trend? I hate these stupid trends that are like dangerous. Please make them stop and stop putting them on the news. That's why these kids are doing it, because they see it gets put on the news. But one trend that was great is that Sprite, the soda, which by the way, did you know it's the number three carbonated software drink in the United States? I didn't know that. I mean, Sprite's okay, but number three, really? I don't know. They just launched a new flavor, which is Sprite plus tea. They just launched that in the last few weeks. Why? Because on TikTok and on social media, it was trending in a massive way that people were taking their Sprite soda and putting in tea bags into it to flavor it a certain way. And it took off so much that Sprite decided to actually make a new Sprite version called Sprite plus tea, and it's crushing it. These are the social media things that are good, the TikTok trends that are good. Shoving stuff in your computer to make it blow up is just stupid. Come on. Enough. All right. Enough with me. Hope you have a great week. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.